So take a deep breath, close your eyes, and go into your superpower state. However you do that, so using your word or phrase, or using the exercise, however you get into it, fill yourself with that love, that light, that energy. Love each cell just for existing. Very, very good. And now allow that light or energy to overflow from you and fill the whole room you're in. Feel your power as that light shines out from you and fills the room. Feel that expansion in your heart as your power shines out from you. Very, very good. And now think of your subject. Fill your subject with that light, that energy, that love and appreciation. And now imagine your subject doesn't want to be with you, and keep them filled with that light, that love, that energy anyway. Good job. And now let's send that love, that light, that energy to Kara. Fill Kara with that beautiful light, that energy from the tips of her toes to the top of her head and out to her fingertips. So she's now full of that love, that light, that energy. Love Kara just for existing. Very, very good. Good job. And now let's go to Boguslava and fill Boguslava with that same light, that energy, that love just for existing. From the tips of her toes to the top of her head and out to her fingertips. So she's full of that light, that energy, that love. Very, very good. And now to Katrina. Imagine Katrina being filled with that same light or energy. Love Katrina just for existing. From the tips of her toes to the top of her head and out to her fingertips. Good job. And now to Cheryl. Fill Cheryl with that same light, that energy. From the tips of her toes to the top of her head, out to her fingertips. Love Cheryl just for existing. Very good. And now to Caro. Imagine Caro being filled with that same light, that energy, that pure, unconditional love. From the tips of her toes to the top of her head, out to her fingertips, love Caro just for existing. Very, very good. And now to Lisa. Fill Lisa with that same light, that energy. From the tips of her toes to the top of her head and out to her fingertips, love Lisa just for existing. Good job. And now to everyone who's on the call who doesn't have their camera on, who's incognito, love each of those people from the tips of their toes to the top of their head, out to their fingertips. Fill each one with that light, that energy. Love each one just for existing. Good job. And now I want you to think back to your childhood. And I want you to send this love, this light, this energy into your whole childhood. Whatever that was, however it is, love it all anyway. Love everyone who was involved. Love you, of course, most importantly. Fill that little you with that light, that energy, that power. See that light or energy shining out from that little you and filling everything around you. Filling the other people, the circumstances. Your whole childhood is full of this unconditional love, this power. Very, very good. Now I want you to think of any food or cravings, any food issues or cravings, and fill those with the same love, this light. Love them no matter what, exactly as they are, even if they never change. Love them all anyway. And bearing in mind that food cravings mostly are about love anyway. So feel the love, fill yourself with this love. And next time you feel a craving that you for something that you don't want, promise yourself that you will make the deal with yourself that you will go into this state first. You will first fill yourself with this love, this light, this energy. Imagine hugging the little you and fill the food with that same love, that light, that energy, and fill the part of you that craves the food with the same love, light, energy, regardless of whether you eat it or not. And only after you've done that will you choose whether you're going to eat it or not. So make that deal with yourself. And then take it easy on yourself and love yourself no matter what, because it's the love that's going to make the difference, not the food. All right, you can open your eyes.